The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
That was my guess. I was guessing McNabb. I'm not going to lie. So wait, hold on. This is going to drive me. Oh, mother. How the did I forget that? It's Tim Tebow.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. That's the first and last time you'll hear that name on this podcast. That was it right there. The man that has swept across the NFL, Tim Tebow.
Again.
I'm betting, while we're on it real quick, so I lied. We're going to say it one more time. I'm betting. It just feels like that Urban Meyer is, like, reeling it in a little bit. Like, he might not sign him when all said and done. I think the backlash, I think he's probably realized, wait, is this really worth the distractions, the circus coming to town? So my money on right now
not gonna happen.
Is that it won't happen.
If that's the case, and that would certainly make sense, I wonder if it's a veteran inside the locker room who said, hey, just so you know, like, guys aren't really down with this. Or if it's someone who's, like, on his PR staff who kind of raised that flag and said, let's really think about this.
I would think between the public reaction, that makes him step back. And then there were reports when the first came out that there was people within the coaching staff that did not like the move and all of that. So, again, we'll see where that goes. But, yes, that was part of QB Jeopardy. And you know when Paulie B is here, QB Jeopardy is coming. And today the theme will be top 10 quarterbacks from my top 40 last year.
Top 10 quarterbacks from last year, yes.
Right.
Hybrid effort of Pete and Paul. I can go third person here a little bit, which
awesome.
Is unfortunate.
All right, great. And so we look forward to that. We're going to reevaluate the top 40, a bunch of other things, and that's all we got for you. Got no Big Phil. Okay, Big
Starting
Phil.
Starting to think it's me.
No, it's not. It's
Doctor.
It's his other son is what it is.
Oh.
He had to save the day on something he was supposed to do.
Do we need to talk about this?
We should have. We should have talked about it before so I could have got it off my chest because my brother's screwing up my life here where I'm like, come on, you know, it's Wednesday. He comes on my pod. What the hell?
What's
here?
He got?
He's going out to Long Island to throw with some quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And my brother was supposed to be there and couldn't do it, so now my dad had to go do it. Right. So I don't know exactly what happened there. So, yeah, right.
That seems fair.
Family drama in the business.
If there's a reason to skip out on us, I mean, at least he's going to throw.
Yeah.
Right?
Fine, I guess. Sure.
It's within the spirit of everything here.
Sure. It's football, but it's no excuse. Yeah. Family first. I mean, come on.
Family first, Chris first.
Chris first,
right?
Especially, yes.
Have you been checking out what's online here with Mike Davis? I know you're a legs and ass guy.
Oh, come on.
This is unbelievable.
What?
It's like it was made for you.
You know it
this
was.
This time of year,
right.
It's May, we need something. And look at this. And he swears it's not Photoshop.
It's not.
Look at those legs.
No.
Look at the upper body.
That's insane. Yeah. First off, I mean, you're right. The arms and everything are legit to go along with it. But that quad is, it's not ridiculous. It's redonkulous.
Yeah.
Okay? That is redonkulous, how thick it is. I said this morning to Floria, it looks like he's got a cooked turkey in there. Like, they literally were like, let's take everything out, let's slide in the 20-pound turkey, and we'll put it where your quad is. I mean, that's really how thick it is.
And I looked him up. He's only 5'9".
5'9".
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of the times, those are the guys that can have those special legs and ass because they're so compact, and he's got, like, the great muscular build. Like, Mike Davis, along with most NFL running backs, okay, this is where they can piss you off when you're on a team with them. They can look at weights. They can look at them
and
put
bigger.
On 5 pounds and get more ripped. And you're like, wait, you didn't do anything. No, but I was sitting here in the room and I looked at them and my biceps got bigger. I mean, that's how freaky they are.
Yeah.
And I think he made a few comments like, you know, he just started lifting legs and really going after.
Look at that, yeah.
Right, right. So, yeah, that's insane.
There was a quarterback on our roster at Iowa who had so much testosterone in his body naturally.
Yeah.
He had to go twice a month to get tested just to make sure it was all legit and not fake, for real.
Sure.
Because you said that he would just look at it. This guy would look at it, and he'd be like a linebacker the next day. Okay, so we have Saquon Barkley here. Those are also pretty impressive. Cooked turkey?
No, not cooked turkey. No, just a chicken breast in there. And that one, I mean, that, those are amazing quads, but not so amazing now that you see Mike Davis.
I mean,
that is some true, true, unbelievable power and thickness.
A.J. Dillon.
Yeah, A.J. Dillon. He might be the guy that could rival it a little bit. That's not even the best picture of his quads.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah, they're pretty damn good. We've seen those in person.
We have. The hamstring to ass.
Oh.
Kind of thing happening there.
Well, if we can go back to the Mike Davis thing, I think that picture, what's so amazing too, is it's so thick and dense that there's really no, like, there's not a ton of definition. You know how sometimes you can see the actual four different muscles in the quad and everything?
Yeah.
This is so damn big. It's just like, boom. Like, you don't see the little, the striations and things like that. All right, I mean, in all serious, though, like, out of all, you know, your sports growing up, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, especially college and high school. I mean, running back.
Oh, yeah.
Freaks.
For sure.
Strongest pound-for-pound guy on your team, at least, in the conversation, right?
The whole small waist, big ass, huge thigh thing, for sure.
Right.
Do you remember a guy for the Jaguars, late 2000s, played at Florida State, Greg Jones?
Oh, of course. What? Greg Jones, the incredible
all-timer.
Hulk. Right.
I don't know if you could effort a picture of Greg Jones. I
mean, all-time specimen.
Not even a close second.
Yes. Yeah. I know. I mean, well, they had, we're on the topic, they had the Danny Kendra. Remember Danny the quarterback, Kendra. Danny Kendra,
no.
Who was the Jack guy? He was the number one player.
In Jacksonville?
I know. He went to Florida State.
Okay.
He was there right before Greg Jones. They ended up moving him from quarterback to fullback.
Yeah.
He was Jack, and then Greg Jones took over to be that next guy. So they had, like, these two Jack guys. But I do remember Greg Jones. You're right. Yeah. That was a specimen of specimens.
Who was number one in the Bucs?
Oh.
You walked in that locker room, you said, holy shit.
Yeah, okay. From a pure just awe, right away, Simeon Rice was that guy.
Yeah.
Because he was 6'6". He had big, broad shoulders. You know, he was muscular. Not like jacked, thick muscular, but still jacked and plenty thick. But
yeah.
He was the guy that caught your attention.
Yeah.
Because you were just like, whoa, that's a different-looking dude. Allstott.
Oh, yeah.
Thick
Purdue.
As hell.
Yeah.
Allstott's quads and legs. Hey,
good
listen,
call.
They can mess with that picture. Yeah. They could have been in that rotation there.
Yep.
His ass might not have been quite the same, but he's white, so he can't have it all, right? But either way, his quads were the real deal.
Yes.
From that standpoint.
Yeah.
And he had legit power.
Right.
Cadillac was impressive there.
Cadillac
I had some
Williams.
Specimens.
Yeah.
I had Michael Pittman.
Yeah.
I had Thomas Jones. Do you remember Thomas Jones?
Running back from Virginia.
I mean,
yeah.
they had good legs and stuff like that. Thomas Jones had really good legs. But Michael Pittman and Thomas Jones doing curls and triceps, holy crapola.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unreal. So between them, it was a pretty damn group. A good group I had in Tampa, definitely.
Made you want to hit the weight room. Go get those squats in.
I mean, running backs were always the guys where I know we've talked about it, where I just go, they're the most unbelievable people on the field.
Mm-hmm.
They're expected to be able to run with the receivers and DBs, break tackles of defensive linemen, and then stop blitzing linebackers in their tracks.
Right.
When they're full speed, and of course they're sitting there at a standstill. I mean, that's why they're an unbelievable specimen.
And I've always said people should get to watch just one NFL game from the sideline to see what happens when a running back turns the corner and the linebackers and safeties have about a 20-yard sprint to them. Like, the type of collision they have all the time, and they have to get up and come back to the huddle and do what you're talking about. Nothing but respect.
Nothing. It's insane.
So running backs kind of lead us into this. It's going to be a quarterback-based show here.
Yeah, right.
We're going to look at your top 40 from last year, and it's all set up to get to your top 40 for this year, which is coming real soon, right?
Yeah, we're going to hit it on Monday.
Monday.
I'm in a good place in my list, right?
Well, you already started?
Yep. I started dabbling a little last weekend, and I kind of just let it sit there, right? And I write little notes and arrows and go like, oh, I should move this guy here and there. And, you know, I feel good about my top 10. That's really one of the easier things. Like, there's some nitpicking and things like that. It's always the toughest spot, as I say every year, is really between like 14 and 20. Because those guys are so close that it is nitpicking there. And then you get towards the end of the list guys. That can be tough, too, just because it's like, all right, these guys aren't the best. And, man, it's been some tough situations that some of these guys are in and things like that. But, yeah, I'm in a pretty good spot. I got some juggling to do definitely in, like, the bottom 15 where I'm just not quite sure how I'm going
to
do that yet.
It's nice to have some kind of work project on the weekend because it gets pretty family heavy. Like, to step away from the rides, you need a break, you're like, I've got to get my list right, hon. I've got to duck over here for an hour and just take care of this.
You know me.
You're a smart man.
Hey, wife, I got to go over here and do some work, okay?
When it comes to work time, she doesn't get the first name.
She does. You know, I'm sorry. You know, you want that Hermes purse later?
Well,
then
this top 40 list
will help.
Tighten up.
It'll help, right.
Let's look at what Chris had last year, top 40. As you said, top 10. Not that difficult for you. It started out with Mahomes, goes to Wilson and Rodgers, Deshaun Watson at 4, Lamar Jackson 5, and then 6 through 10, interesting. I'm sure it'll look different this year.
Yeah.
Wentz, Ryan, Prescott, Stafford, and Newton.
Tough spot there, definitely, that like 6 through 10, right? I mean, Wentz, obviously, hey, listen, I was wrong. Probably a little high on Matt Ryan. I got no issue with Dak Prescott where he is there and everything like that. You know, Matt Stafford, of course, is the guy. I get crap about Matt Stafford every year. Because he's always in my top 7 or 8 or 10. And people always go, well, the Lions don't win and all that. And it's like, okay, so here's the year.
Here's
the vindication year for Sims and Stafford.
Yeah.
Because now it's going to be, oh, he's on a good team. Stafford is good. He's really good, isn't he? It's all. So at least I'm hoping that's what happens. So I have no issue with that. Cam Newton, obviously I was a little high there. You know, could you flip maybe, could I have put Prescott 7, you know, Stafford 8, Tannehill 9, something like that, certainly.
Your list of couldas with this is, I mean,
you're right, exactly right. I'll tell you, here's the ones that jump out to me more than anything.
Yeah.
If I'm just going to self-scout and really get into it. I have three names that I look at where I just go, I wish I didn't chicken out. And I just wish
one of them.
You know it. Go ahead.
Justin Herbert, 37.
Well, that's right. Like, I knew, but I wasn't sure if he was going to play, so I chickened out a little
but
on that.
But you liked him more than that at that point.
I know you did. You questioned me when I think during the ranking, because you're like, these things you're saying don't sound like the 37th ranked quarterback. So I'm that bothers me. And then the two studs of the year. The two risers of the year.
Yeah.
I knew Kyler Murray was going to be better than 12. Come on.
But you having him at 12, I think, was higher than
at most. I got a lot of pushback.
Yeah.
I got a little pop. But like, in my heart of hearts, I knew he was a top 7 or 8 quarterback.
Yeah.
And I just didn't go with my heart. Josh Allen, same thing. You know, I let the haterverse, the universe of haters on Josh Allen just – maybe affect me from just going all in and going, no, I'm going to go all in. Here's the chips in the middle of the pile. Josh Allen's a top 10 quarterback. Fuck you. You don't know what you're talking about. I do. Let's go.
Put him in the leader house.
Put him in the leader house. Right. So I'm mad that I just didn't go. And I do this. It's probably 3 years in a row where I've had guys where, it's 1 year or they're going to be a rookie. And I bow to the old, like, well, they haven't played.
Right.
They haven't proven themselves yet. Like, no, I'm not going to do that this year. So
I can't wait to see
maybe
what Zach Wilson's
like Joe Burrow, even Joe Burrow at 26.
Yeah.
I knew better last year at that time, too. He's better than 26.
Yeah.
There's a reason he's the number one pick in the draft. And I was right. I just wish I would have done it. So
all you can do is learn for next time.
All I can do is learn from next time.
Next time is almost here.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, throw that list up again. Before we get into some of Chris's thoughts, I just want to throw out some interesting tidbits or what we think is pretty interesting about this list. Since last year, 11 quarterbacks on this list have switched teams. 11.
It's got to be as much movement as ever
right?
in a top 40 or 30. Yes.
I think pretty easily.
Right.
And you have the fact that two quarterbacks have retired. Breeze and Rivers down there at 16 and 17. So
right.
You have all that. You have what you just said, your confidence that, you know what, I'm going to take a step even further this year with guys that I know should be higher. So this list that starts next week, and we do it in groups of 5. We'll go 40 to 36 on Monday. But a lot of movement, and I think a lot of bold picks coming.
Definitely. I mean, get ready. Trevor Lawrence ain't going to be anywhere from 30 to 40, all right? And I don't know. He might not be anywhere from 20 to 30.
Is Zach Wilson going to be in the teams?
No, they might be.
Really?
They might. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I got them. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to give inklings there, but they're names that I certainly, like, on my sheet of paper have, like, some notes and stars next to go, like, wait, let's make sure we think this out and all the possibilities.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm a believer in their talents. Yeah. I am.
Victory lap.
Yeah.
Okay, one ranking that you're most proud of from last year's top 40.
Ooh.
That you kind of went out on a limb and had them higher or lower than most, and it worked out pretty
well.
Yeah,
all right. Throw that up there one more time. My rankings there. Thank you, Kristen. I would say if I had a... You know, the one that, like, that I'm proud of is I am proud of Ryan Tannehill at 11. Just stick to my guns there to know, like, hey, the year before was not a fluke. The guy is still right there in that conversation.
Right.
It wasn't a one-year wonder when they went to the AFC Championship game or anything like that. So I think that's probably one that jumps out at me towards the top of the list. And, you know, I'm proud I held strong with Breeze and Rivers. Mm. That I didn't, like, succumb to the totality of their career, the pressure of everything.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. I guess those would be two that maybe jump out to me more than others. Okay. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say the top five, like, I feel vindicated by anything there or anything like that. The other one, listen, if I was just going to go negative a little too, is, you know, Brady probably could have been higher than 15 last year.
He will be this year?
I think he will be. Yeah, I do. You know, and then of course, the Cam Newton conversation is interesting as well.
Yeah.
It is. And Mac Jones is in the mix. So, yeah. You know, listen, I'm sorry. Mac Jones is a top 40 quarterback for me.
Yeah.
You know, he might not play this year to be able to really justify any of it. So, sorry for the long answer.
No, that's okay. Yeah. You had your third quarterback last year who you didn't like a whole lot, or at least lukewarm at best, Tua. You had him at 40.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to guess Mac Jones, who you like a lot, is going to be up there.
No doubt. Yes.
Quite a bit higher in the 30s.
Right.
You mentioned Brady, maybe would have been higher. Let's keep going with the self-scout thyself.
Yeah.
Another name, and Kristen, you can throw up that list once again. I know we keep coming back to it. Another name that you look back at and say, you know what, I regret that one a little bit too.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the Brady one, Brady at 15 should have been moved up. You know, obviously with Cam, I was – you know, a little high. Man, and Cam, that's one where it's like the first 2 weeks of the year, I was going, man, that was a good thing I put him at 10. He looks like a top 10 quarterback. The other ones, like, you know, I'm proud of myself for, like, where I put Jimmy Garoppolo and things like that. But, like, Baker Mayfield would have been another one where I think the signs were there.
Mm-hmm.
Play was... you know, not bad at the end of the season the year before that, you know, with a new coaching staff and the system that I felt like was going to fit them and all those type of things. That'd be one maybe I'd look at there for sure. But, you know, as a whole, like, I don't know. I don't have too many that I look at that I feel too bad about when you take into the context of where we were before the season started last year and all that. Now, another interesting guy on there that's really hard to peg, where I might have been also if I was in a self-scout, is Derek Carr. Derek Carr deserves to be more than 19.
About that one.
Yeah, he's another one that he is – I have a lot of notes written next to his name.
Yeah.
Because he's a tough one. It's like, okay, he's not top 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you got, like, you know, 10 coaches together, you could have from 8 to 16, he could be in this that whole range there is how certain coaches see it.
For sure. He's one I had written down. I had a couple of notes as I was looking at myself. I said, I bet Chris has him damn near the top 10 and almost in it.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be dancing right around there.
Right.
There's no doubt.
A couple of other predictions. Yeah. I kind of put circles around guys that I thought have a really good chance of moving into the top 10.
Yeah.
You don't have to say yes or no,
cool.
But if it gets a reaction from you, go ahead. I think Ryan Tannehill at 11 will probably bump up somewhere into the top 10 or at least at 10.
Right.
For this year, I had Josh Allen moving from 18 into the top 10 for you.
No question. I mean, Josh Allen, really, top 5 is probably coming.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's
close to it.
That's not a spoiler alert. I don't think anybody should be shocked by that.
Not a surprise at all. I also had Baker Mayfield as a possible top 10 for you.
Yeah.
And he was at 21 last year.
Right.
Joe Burrow?
I know. Burrow's a tough one because of the knee and where we're at right now as a player and things like that. Not getting to finish out the year and continue that growth. All of that. Like, if it went on the trajectory it was going,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, like him and Herbert.
And Herbert too for you. Yeah,
no doubt. I know. I mean, Herbert, I put in the top 10 of my re-rankings at the week 10.
And Burrow. Which we'll get to in a moment.
Right.
Can you see both of them starting out there this year?
I could see Herbert for sure.
Yeah.
Burrow, again, it's about right now. And he's hurt with a serious knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to affect him a little for how I see him right now to start the 2021 season.
Yeah.
I know what he can be, and he certainly has the potential to be that.
Right.
But that is definitely affecting my thought with him to a degree.
Going to have to – I mean, there are going to have to be some tiebreakers where guys get bumped out that you like as a top 10, but all 15 of the guys that you think are
top 10 that I
think you might have in the top 10 are not going to be able to be there. So if that knee injury pushes him back, that works as well. Okay, midseason top 10. I think we did this November-ish
It was Pittsburgh has just gone 10-0 because I got a lot of shit about Big Ben. Right.
Yeah, so this is Chris's midseason top 10 from last year. And if you're listening and can't see, it goes Mahomes, Rodgers, Wilson, Murray, and Allen in the top five. And then Watson, Jackson, Herbert, Burrow, and Tannehill down there at 10.
Yeah. I mean,
there's some giant moves for Herbert and Burrow.
Right. Giant moves for Herbert and Burrow. Giant moves for Kyler and Josh Allen. But they were totally justified at that moment. You know, Rodgers was just nipping at the heels of Mahomes at that point. You know, Mahomes is Mahomes. We know that. But Rodgers, we could see at week 10, was having a statistically really awesome year to go along with it.
Yeah.
Hey, the thing that jumps out to me here, I mean, you have no Matt Ryan, right, you talked about.
Yeah.
I remember Derek Carr, me thinking, man, he's right on edge of this conversation. You had Kirk Cousins, and you had Brady. And then you had Big Ben, who was still playing at a pretty high level at this point, too, to where it was tough.
I mean, they were winning, and I don't remember exactly, but did he have, like, I mean, he had just a handful of interceptions, like, count them on one hand at that point, right?
Definitely. I mean, everything said,
right,
all the stats, the wins, the losses, all that said he was a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, we're not going to fall into that trap here. And that's going to be the part of these rankings here, too. It's about 2021. Everybody's got the same offensive line and receivers and everything like that. We are going to evaluate the quarterback for the quarterback. That's how I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, that's going to be my jump-off point there. But, yeah, I think those are the names I remember struggling with.
Right.
As far as just finishing off that top 10.
I remember that too. Kristen, let's put that back up.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
Chris.
You're good. Don't worry.
Top 10 again. And I'm going to get into my from a landlocked state in the Midwest tornado watch, tornado warning thing here. So follow me. When there was a tornado watch, it was just like, hey, keep an eye on it. This might happen. Go about your business, but just be aware.
Right.
This might happen. The tornado warning was get to the basement. This is happening.
It's happening.
Let's throw out a little tornado watch around. Couple, three of these guys in the top 10 that you think, you know what, maybe they just might not show up in the top 10 coming up this year.
Burrow and Herbert are like on Burrow and Tannehill. They're on the cusp for the reasons we just talked about there. You know, after that, I'm not so sure if there's a lot here that I look at to fall out of the top 10. Now,
it might be two dudes.
I know. It might not be a whole different order here altogether. And I'm trying to think. I don't have my list with me either, too, just to look at it. But no, the real question, too, is just going to be about, you know, a little bit like we said of, do I want to move a Derek Carr in there? Do I want to move a Baker Mayfield in there?
Mm-hmm.
And then who do I move out? And then Stafford, who's going to be right there in this conversation, too.
And Brady, right.
So, like, 7 through 10 is open business right now.
Yeah.
And that's where 7 through 15, like you just talked about, there's 15 top 10 quarterbacks.
Yeah.
There's 15.
Right.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
Maybe 18 top 10 quarterbacks, depending on what coaches you ask.
Yeah.
And all that. So, I know. This is where I'm going to be stressed out on Saturday morning, eating my breakfast, drinking my coffee.
Right.
Because now I'm going to start to nitpick through these little areas.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be wake up Sunday morning and go, oh, why did I do that on Saturday?
Course.
Let me switch it back the other way.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably text my dad and go, hey, I want to ask you something. Can I call you real quick?
And say, hold on, I'm doing something with your brother Matt.
Yeah.
I don't have time for you.
Exactly. So you know how it works. And I'll probably ask him, you know, I'm stuck here between this and this. and I just want to hear him talk.
Yeah.
And like sometimes he talks and I go, you're right. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And other times I hear him and I go,
you're wrong.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to stay with what I said, what I had. I'm going to stay there.
Yeah.
You know, but the talk helps me clear my mind in the whole conversation too.
I think the two names in the leader house to jump into the top 10 are Brady and Baker Mayfield.
I think they're right. Yes.
We'll see.
Yes.
We'll
it's a tough year.
It's going to be a while before that comes around. If we're knocking them off,
it's going to be end
five
of June.
At a time.
End of the June before we're
end
gonna
of June.
Know.
Yeah. I'm going to be in the Peloton. I'm going to be in the tour by then. So I'll just have to like watch.
You'll have to watch. We'll
I'm
send
have
you
to
updates.
Tune in. I'll walk down from that side of the building and see if you're right or wrong. Hey, Pete had a good question from Twitter he wanted me to throw out there. This is from JasonRob44.
What up, Jason Rob?
If Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes traded teams last year, how would they have fared?
Ooh.
I mean, my interpretation is how would the teams have fared?
That's interesting. I don't think a lot of a change.
Yeah.
I don't.
Still the Chiefs in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think if Josh Allen was on
the Chiefs.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I think that I would. And that's no disrespect to Patrick Mahomes. I think Patrick Mahomes is awesome.
Right.
The man. Best player
he
in the NFL,
number one.
All that.
Yeah.
Number one, right.
Yeah.
I know that. Josh Allen's really damn awesome, too. Now, what can maybe change there, too, is Mahomes' statistics might look different. You know, Josh Allen got the benefit, at least last year, statistically wise, of, hey, Diggs, whoa, this is a new plan of attack and a new way of attack Buffalo's doing. And it's we didn't expect it. Josh Allen, shotgun, throwing the ball every play, to where that, I think, caught the league by surprise a little bit, especially the first. So that helped him, like Mahomes in his first year starting, it helped them get some big-time stats because teams just don't have the film or, you know, the tendency list yet of going like, oh, wait, when they get in this formation, they do this and this and this. So what I'm saying is I don't know if a whole lot changes for the teams.
Yeah.
I would bet you Mahomes' stats would probably be better than what they were, even though they were phenomenal,
right?
Just because of the newness of Buffalo and their attack.
Who could be that guy this year? I mean, scheme. Maybe a couple of really good new pieces who is just playing with a completely different deck than he was the year before.
Yeah. Well, Herbert can probably be that to, like, make it. And I know he's already did it. But the fact that it's Joe Lombardi, and I think it's going to be a different approach.
Better offensive line?
Should be. They've improved it, right?
Yeah.
We know the receivers are damn good. Like, that could be one where – hey, it's the AFC West, and the Chargers have been playing a certain way the last few years, and now it's a new D coordinator, it's a new O coordinator. We're not sure how this guy is exactly attacking us and doing all that. I could see that being that little bit of a mold to a degree. I'm trying to just see if there's anybody else out there. I mean, of course, Stafford, not that he's the young guy to do that, but I expect, like, statistical efficiency and consistency to step up more. And more big plays that affect the football game in the win-loss department to be a lot more part of the conversation as far as he is concerned.
Who do you think is in a better spot going from one team to the next to make a really big jump, Stafford or Carson Wentz? Better set up to move it on up.
I think Wentz does. Like, all right, so I'm a little torn here. I don't, you know, because I know how awesome Stafford's is and been and everything like that. I don't need him to go to the Rams for me to be feeling like, oh, that's better and all that. Wentz, I won't lie, I still am a believer in Wentz, but I have questions in my mind. And then, you know, just the perception and everything around Wentz is so, you know, negative or totally positive or whatever. It's polarizing to where I think he's probably got the most to gain.
Yeah.
I do. And he's in a spot that's got a really complete offense, a head coach that believes in him as a person and as a player, is very creative. I mean, he's got all the support and things. There's really no excuse.
Right. Both have good defenses, too.
Both have good defenses. I mean, both should be improved, but I think you're going to see the biggest jump
from Carson.
I do. Yes.
All right.
You know another guy, too? Yeah. Just throw in the conversation of maybe a riser, right?
Yeah.
And he's not going to be at the top 10 or near the top 10. But a guy that I'll just say, like, let's watch out for
because
of Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
Could be the year.
You had him at 22.
Right. It's a big year. It's second year in Jason Garrett's system.
Exactly. First round receiver.
Kadarius Toney, right? You know,
Saquon.
Barkley's back. Yeah. Exactly right. So this could be the year he breaks out of the shell.
Yeah.
I don't know that for sure, but I'm just saying, like, if I had to give guys to say, like, watch out for this guy, that could be a big time riser. He'd be on that list too of people, along with Sam Darnold. You know, yeah. Sam Darnold's another guy. I think
who
I had
right
him at 23.
Yeah.
I think those are guys that can, like, legitimately, with their teams and their growth as a player, they could end up, you know, flirting with the top 15 in that area and all that at the end of the year, maybe.
Jones has Jason back as offensive coordinator. Garrett
got
is
Jason
back
big, right. So that's big.
Continuity, that's nice.
That's right. It's third, you know, finally. You know, it's 2 years. He had two different OCs and a lot of moving parts.
Around any corner, within every battle, and with the dawn of each new day, the threat of the unexpected, the unpredictable, and the unrelenting lies in wait. But Marines will always be there. They are the constant in the chaos. No matter the battlefield, Marines adapt to win, defeating every shifting threat, protecting our nation's future. The few, the proud, the Marines.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Let's go with some prop bets
okay. For
coming up here in 2021 quarterbacks. This is from our friends provided by PointsBet here. Let's begin with passing yards. Who's going to have the most passing yards? Tom Brady the in the leader house.
Well,
plus 400.
It's not shocking. I mean, they're going to throw the ball down the field. That's for sure.
Mahomes at second, Stafford at third. I would have predicted Mahomes first.
I agree. Hey, Brady was, let's see, how far behind was he last year? 107 yards. He was 107 yards behind Mahomes. He threw the ball 22 more times than he did, right? So, yeah, you forget those early parts and those, like, week 1 through 10, they had some games where they threw the ball 40, 45 times a game. The run game wasn't working yet. They were still finding their way.
Right.
Bruce Arians made the comment last week that he finally admitted that Brady had a hard time learning the offense.
Yeah.
We hadn't heard that. We all thought it, and we knew it wasn't easy and all that. So that tells you. And it didn't really become efficient in the machine we saw until their late bye week and late in the year to
when
they started really running
the ball a lot more.
Running the ball, and all of a sudden it's one-on-one, and he started throwing 30- and 40-yard lasers all over the field.
Yeah.
But I can understand that. Those weapons, as aggressive as that offensive coordinator and head coach are, that when they drop back to pass, they're not looking for 5-yard completions anymore. It's chunk plays.
Right.
So, like, listen, Brady certainly in that. There's three guys in football where that was passing yards, right? Just want to make sure. There's three guys in football that I can look at along with Brady to add to that, to where I just go, it doesn't matter the week or whatever. The yards are going to be up there.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter about their matchup or their plan of attack. The plan of attack is them.
Yeah.
And I always look at Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Dak Prescott to where the way their teams are set up and the way they play and they have support around them, that I go, really, their bad weeks are like, he threw for 274.
Yeah, right.
You know? So
I would add one name to that list,
who?
And I would have him at number one,
right?
Matt Ryan.
Ooh, I know. Only thing I'm thinking with Matt Ryan maybe this year is Arthur Smith, run the ball a little bit.
Coming from Tennessee.
Maybe we're not behind as much, so we have to throw the ball all the fucking time in the third and fourth quarter, too.
But in Tennessee, Sorry, Pete. In Tennessee, they had Derrick Henry. I mean, now
I know they don't have that.
When you say "but they have," it's all the weapons.
They have Quadzilla and Mike Davis.
They do. They should start giving him the ball.
But he's
he was
not
in
Derrick
Carolina,
Henry.
So.
But yeah. No, you're right. That's he's got the weapons.
Yep.
He's still really damn good.
Yep.
And you added another weapon with Pitts. I mean, you know, it's funny. You like we had this little quick conversation, just a quick tidbit. Like, there's Matt Ryan, right? He's got a top 10 tight end,
yep.
A top 10 receiver, a top 20 another receiver in Calvin Ridley, and Hayden Hurst, who's a top 30 pick, right?
Yeah.
And then you got a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who's got none of that on his career in 18 years, none of it.
Yeah.
None of it's there. You know, and not – I just think that's a funny tidbit that one guy's got four first-rounders to throw to and the other legends never had one.
If I can bring it back to my own selfish lens here to say that Matt should be a good pick there, they might be down early. And, like, throwing the hell out of the
that
ball
they could.
Quite often.
They definitely could.
Show up with 400
they're
yards
They're an interesting
anytime.
Team just to talk about in Hull because there's talent to where you go, like, can they be competitive?
Yeah.
You know? Or you could see it like you're saying, where it's like, hey, we're in a transition.
Mm-hmm.
Dean Pease is coming in as the D coordinator. We're kind of flipping around the defensive roster. And, yeah, they could be in shootouts. I don't know what to think of them. I really do because there is some star power.
To be 8-8 or 9-7 ish.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Right. Not that number anymore though. Come on, Paul.
No. Oh gosh. They could be 8-9. Isn't that foreign? Isn't that just strange?
It's insane
to think about somebody like when you're looking at a team, you're like, God, they could be. It feels like 10-6. Now are they? Are they
11-6 or 10-7?
Yeah. Or is it 9-8?
I know.
I don't know.
I know.
It's going to take a while.
It is.
It's going to take a while to get used to.
Definitely.
So do you have a favorite long shot before we move on to the next prop?
Let me see those the rankings one more time. I want to say Prescott as far as like, man, Josh Allen and Prescott at plus 1,400?
14-1.
That to me is a little low.
To be the guy, to be the king of passing yards.
Yeah, I would have them up there. Like, yeah, I don't think Kirk Cousins or Baker Mayfield – I don't think those offenses are going to throw the ball enough for them to be leading in passing yards.
Yeah.
So I don't look at it that way. Hold on. Let me just make sure there's somebody else I'm not missing here that would make sense. I guess that's it. I mean, Derek Carr, you know, but they're going to stay pretty balanced too. I mean, I really look at that. But if you made me bet on a guy that's not in the top two or three, I think Prescott's the guy I would go to go. I think that's a good
14-1
a bet.
So if you put 100 down and next January he is the winner, are you going to buy your wife a new purse or take like Pete, me, Christian, Matt, Casey, take us all, Ahmed, take us all to dinner?
Yeah, let's do
Which
that.
Which one, dinner?
She's got enough purses, okay? Fuck that. I'm so sick of those damn things, right?
She's coming to the house
Holy
in the,
shit.
The Amazon truck
oh,
every
my
day?
Gosh. I mean, it's just, it's actually, she doesn't have a lot of them. She has some unbelievably expensive quality ones.
Would 1400 get it done?
I mean, probably not. No, not with my wife.
Wow.
No, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. My wife grew up in New Jersey, and her parents had restaurants in New York City, and she's all into fashion, and it hurts my checkbook.
You should put that 100 on Tannehill, because that would get you 2600.
Oh.
Then you're in business.
That could. That would be big. I probably, really, I need more than that. Okay? Just
really?
So you know. Yes.
Last guy on the list is Trevor Lawrence, and that only gets you 29.
Ah, damn.
2,900.
Still not going to get
you're
done.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones plus 3,000. Daniel Jones, win the bet, and then give me one of your game checks, okay?
that would help. Hopefully that would get multiple
purses.
Okay, passing touchdowns, again from our friends at PointsBet. Patrick Mahomes, 3.5-1. Brady, 5-1. Rodgers 8-1 and Josh Allen 9.5-1. What do you see here?
Well, like, again, Rodgers is one where I definitely hold him with more value in this department because they're an offense and a team that when they get in the 10, they just go get the ball to him and let him throw it in. Like, that's our best way to get it in.
Yeah.
So they're always been phenomenal at red zone touchdowns and, you know, just putting the ball in his hands in those moments for him to throw touchdown passes. I'm still going to go. I think if you made me pick somebody that I think is going to lead the NFL in passing touchdowns.
I see a free $1,200 up there.
You mean with
Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson? Yeah. He could be up there for sure. I still think I'd bet Patrick Mahomes if you made me bet and pick one guy. I'm going to take him for touchdown passes. And I don't know. I just feel like this is a year where they might slip a little bit. I don't expect 15-1 or 14-2 or 13-3 to where we might have some games where he might have to really uncork it. Like, it might not be just like, hey, we're in control and, oh, we're up by 20 and we'll chill out for a quarter and now come back and play a quarter. And then, like, I think there could be some different circumstances there, definitely. Russell Wilson TD passes, sure, definitely. I guess what I hesitate is the new offense. It's going to be that McVay type thing. I'm interested to see how it unfolds. But that's up there. Of course, Josh Allen there. You know, I don't know if there's anybody here.
Stafford, 18.
Stafford's a guy that I think you could certainly look at to, yes. Like, I think McVay will go out of his way to get his quarterback off. And a little bit like, hey, we're on the 4-yard line, and yeah, we've run it down here, and we could probably run it in from the 4.
Yeah.
But I got this cool play I practice on bootlegs all week.
Want the
Let
numbers.
Me give my yeah. guy I traded my other quarterback for a free touchdown pass. Like, I could see them really trying to make the Stafford thing work and sell it to the fans and, you know, make sure everybody buys into the propaganda to where that's what you do. You give the stats to them.
Right.
Hey, Tampa did that with Brady a little last year, too. They'd get down to the 2 or 3 and go, okay, we'll let you throw it in.
Yeah.
You know, we're glad you came here and picked us. Thank you.
Here's a TD.
Yes, we don't care about Ronald Jones' touchdowns, but your touchdowns will say
those.
A lot about our relationship together and all that. I think that'd be a one I would look at for sure.
You know who would be great for this segment is Kornacki.
Oh.
I mean, he's doing the derby thing.
Circle things. And
right?
This guy could move here, and this guy could fall
Roll
down
up the sleeves.
Here. Right. Wear his khakis.
He might be in the building at some point here soon. Favorite long shot? Long shot. Talked about some guys that you think would count as favorites, but a long shot to have the most touchdown passes this year.
Well, I'm going to go back to Wentz.
Oh, yeah.
I could see Wentz walking away with 38 touchdown passes, 36 touchdown passes in a year like this. So
he's not even listed, dude.
That's what I mean. Listen,
plus 4,000.
Have you got some extra chump change or some extra loose change in your couch?
40
like, to me, that's a good, like, out of nowhere. Wentz would be my dark horse MVP, all those type of things, because I just think he's set up for success around him in those ways. I think Kyler Murray is another one that's way too far down here. They're going to throw the ball. They got A.J. Green.
2,500.
They got A.J. Green. It's another year in the offense. They've improved their offensive line. There would be another one where I would just go, I could see him throwing for 36 touchdown passes this year, something like that.
Pete, hit me one more time with what you just said. Lamar Jackson plus 3,500. And he led the NFL 2 years ago.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
He's not even on that list that we saw.
I can't pick him.
He's a first-round receiver.
I know. I can't pick him. Now he was the benefit of, like, what we talk about in this show sometimes. Like, he played awesome. I'm not trying – but it's just like Mahomes in his first year at Kansas City. It's like, whoa, we haven't seen this attack, and this is crazy. And it leads to some good stats and easy touchdowns.
It's not new anymore.
And now it's year two, like we saw last year, where, okay, now people have caught on some stuff, and people aren't wide open when you're throwing the ball from the 7-yard line and stuff. So, you know, that's where, like, yeah, just people study you when you're damn good and your team's really good. I couldn't quite get behind that, I don't think, as far as that's concerned. I do like a Baker Mayfield, I don't think is like a crazy one. I mean, Baker last year, had 26 touchdowns? You know, in that offense, again, you got to think of, like, what is it capable of? Okay.
He was just hitting his stride that second half of last year.
That's what I mean, right?
And they're all back. Coaches are back.
They're all back. You're right.
His receivers are back.
OBJ should be healthy.
Yeah.
Right? So you take that. You know, you got to, like, what's the potential? Like, you're talking about, it was getting better to where you would think the statistics are going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
You see what Kirk Cousins does in Minnesota. It's the same offense, except they have more talent.
Right.
Kirk Cousins threw 35 touchdown passes last year. I bet you most people don't realize that. Fifth in football. So, like, Baker Mayfield's one I look at to go, everyone's going to worry about that Browns run game this year. It was one of the best in football last year. Now he's going to get a year to grow of more play action and bootleg ideas and things like that, to where he'd be another one I'd throw up there to go. He could statistically maybe surprise some people this year.
Yeah, Baker at 15-1. Herbert is also 15-1. And he could have that thing I brought up about Matt Ryan, too, where like they might be down in some games and just throwing it.
I know. Plus, you got, like, you know, all the Sean Payton formations and cheap ways to get, you know, little completions here and there that Joe Lombardi will bring to the table. Like, I could certainly see Herbert being in the mix for really anything statistically. You know, a lot of the times, like you're talking about, a little bit is how your team is playing dictates your statistics sometimes. Like, Rodgers didn't throw for a ton of yards last year because they were really efficient. And, you know, a lot of the times there was 8 minutes left in the game and they were kind of in control, so they didn't have to throw. Probably cost them 600 or 700 yards throwing the ball. But that's the way that works at times.
There's a certain somebody who's plus 10,000, which sounds like a crazy number, but when you think about the system he's walking into, he's got some experience, it's not that crazy. 10,000 to 1, Jameis Winston.
Jameis, no, it's not.
Touchdown passes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not crazy. Like, and you have a coach, too, where if you catch on fire and it becomes a thing, he's going to get off on, let's keep doing this.
Of course. I don't need Drew.
Right. I'm going to prove my point.
Yeah.
You know, we're more than a one-trick pony, you know. So, you're right. Not a crazy thought. I wouldn't expect it. But, again, if you want to take a long shot, that's not a bad one.
I was hoping you would mess up the one-trick pony. My wife recently was using that, and she called somebody a one-pony show.
Oh, a one-pony show. I like that. It's a Simsism.
It's very much a Simsism.
Yes, very much. One-pony show.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a boring show.
I only bring it up like
just
every
other
day.
Just for one pony. You know, that's a boring show.
Who wants to see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. First time.
One I'd rather pony, see lots of ponies that only have one trick. One-trick ponies for me.
I think we're at quarterback jeopardy in record time.
Well,
I mean,
this is
mid-May.
It is mid-May. Is Peacock going to be able to survive if we only do an hour-long podcast? Are we going to make it?
Kristen says yes.
Kristen said yes. We're going to be fine.
She jumped in front of Pete and said yes.
I love Kristen.
It'll be all good.
She's the best.
Okay, the quarterback
Kristen,
jeopardy.
Kristen, have I said the fuck word too many times today yet? Okay, thank you.
She said, I don't know what she said. She said something. Okay, so let's get back to the top 40 list Chris had for last season, because we're going to be focused on the top 10. Mahomes, Wilson, Rodgers, Watson, Jackson, top five.
I need to pull this up just so I remember my top 10 from this list so I can look at it at least. Can I do that? Is that okay?
Of course.
Is that the rules?
It's an open book test to a point.
Okay.
Wentz, Ryan, Prescott, Stafford, Newton. That rounds out the top 10. So the questions and answers here have to do with not your whole top 40.
Right. Just
your top 10.
Okay.
You
guys had to work to get these questions then, because I know the answers.
Yeah.
But I don't know where they connect to here.
I found myself wanting to use like a lot of guys from 11 to 20, but we had laid out the ground rules. So
okay.
I stayed within it, Pete, and I know you did too. 100 points of your top 10 QBs last year. Who is the highest draft pick who is still with his original team?
Oh, highest draft pick still with his original team. Well, that will be Matt Ryan.
There you go.
Damn.
Yeah. Who'd you trip on?
At first, I went to Stafford with Detroit. I was like, nope,
and then
that's
Wentz,
not him.
It's like,
I know, I did. I went that, and then I just went like, wait, all right, let me just make sure nobody else was above the number 2 pick of the draft there.
Yeah.
You know, because Matt Ryan was 2, I think, right, coming out of Boston College?
2 or 3.
Was he 2 or 3? It was 3? It was 3. Okay, yeah.
Two or three. And Baltimore wanted to get him. I mean, it worked out well with Flacco, but I remember how much they really, really wanted
Crazy.
To get up and get Matt. I had Jake Long was number 1
Jake
to Miami.
Long and then Chris Long, 1-2.
Yeah.
Wow, that's hilarious.
We had to stop down a taping of Path to the Draft because Adam Schefter had the news that Jake Long was going to be number 1.
The number
a
one
long
pick.
Time
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
Many, many years ago.
Yeah.
I had that slotted to be like 300 and you kind of knocked it out at 100, so you're off to a good start.
Thank you.
200 points. Which quarterback in your top 5 threw double digit interceptions?
Double-digit interceptions
One QB did.
In my top 5. Okay,
yeah.
So you know that's not Rodgers. I think that I'm pretty sure that's going to be Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Right? That
you're
bad
right
stretch he had kind of hurt
Horrible
him.
Horrible stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had like 1 or 2 interceptions, and then he went like, what, maybe 8 in 3 weeks
he
or something
like
that?
He had like a month where he was hitting multiple interception games
right.
often. And then he kind of brought it back.
Yeah.
Struggled in the playoff game, but he had a better December. I think it was November that hurt him. All right, 2 for 2.
2 for 2.
Bringing us, obviously, to 300, putting aside Dak Prescott, who was injured week 5. Which of your top 10 QBs threw for the fewest yards?
Ooh, that's a good one there. Ooh, okay. Well,
only 37 yards separated two of these quarterbacks.
Ooh.
And you probably know who they are.
Well, it's...
it's either...
it's Cam Newton.
Or... there's a couple of dudes there that jump out.
I know. So, wait, hold on. Because, all right, so Wentz, he had that. You said no Prescott. So, Stafford was hurt. But wait, hold on. Oh, so I'm going to guess it's Cam and Lamar Jackson. No? You're saying with what here?
I'll read it again. So, put Dak aside because he was injured week 5.
Right.
Which of your top 10 quarterbacks threw for the fewest yards? And the two closest to each other at the bottom, Pete says, within 37 yards.
All right, so Cam Newton threw for the fewest, right?
Okay. He was second fewest. Carson Wentz.
Wentz was fewest.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Because
he was benched for 4
benched.
Games.
What am I thinking? Of course, you fucking idiot. Holy shit.
The self-berating after the rare miss, it's kind of
fun. I mean, what the fuck? Gosh, damn it. Just choking with a microphone underneath my mouth.
2 for 3 is good.
Damn.
2 for 3. I mean, if you complete 67% of your passes.
2 for 3 is not good when you know the
good
10 names that there should be the answer. Damn it.
Hey, speaking of 67% for 400, two quarterbacks in your top 10 completed over 70% of their passes. Aaron Rodgers was one.
Yes.
Who's the other dude?
Josh Allen.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Deshaun Watson.
Gosh,
you were quick with that.
I know.
It was premature.
God damn it. Total premature.
Yeah.
I know. Well, Deshaun Watson.
It surprised the hell out of me, too. I mean, his numbers last year were terrific.
Well, this is where it's weird. Because, you know, remember last year where I talked about Watson and going, like, it could be a good thing Hopkins leaves, right?
Yeah.
Now, I thought it would end up being better on the win-loss part of the thing, too, maybe.
Right.
But I still think, in a lot of ways, for Deshaun Watson, mm-hmm. You can't really talk to anybody that doesn't say that was the best year of his career. There's nobody. So there was, like, some big-time play from him. There's no doubt. Now, we have all these circumstances we're talking about right now in his life.
Right.
But either way, what he did on the field was outstanding.
Yeah.
And they had no chance without him. Damn it.
Okay, you got to reel this thing back in. You got
Holy
one more chance.
Holy shit.
500 points. This is a Pete special, too. This is not an easy question that Pete came
All
up
right.
with. Okay. Which of your top 10 quarterbacks went the furthest into the season before his team's first win? Somebody went 0-5.
Well, that was Deshaun, too, wasn't it?
Deshaun started 0-4.
Oh. Damn it.
Pete sounded so defeated.
Oh.
I think you...
Well, I mean, it's the Falcons.
Yes.
I mean, the horrible end-of-the-game management.
Oh,
not
my
covering
gosh, right?
The, yes. Holy shit, I forgot about it.
Yeah.
I mean, what a horrible display by me.
Tough finish.
Horrible display. See?
I think, you go ahead. Premature. Premature.
There's a lot of premature things I want to add to that there, with the word premature, okay?
Yeah, it's a fun one.
Yeah, it was, fuck. I mean, see, this is what happens when you get cocky.
Too.
You get cocky,
you
think you know the
names,
right, and you just think, oh, I got this, no problem.
I think you would have got Matt Ryan if you would have stayed silent for 5 seconds.
Probably, yes, if I would have, you're right.
Yeah.
But I just saw names here and go, okay, I got it, and I'm wrong. So 2 out of 5 on the easiest damn
It's slippery
QB
because you were right there with Carson Wentz and Matt Ryan.
Wow.
Well, you can't go 5 for 5 every time.
No.
Yeah.
What's up? What else going on in life?
I think that's. I think we ran through it.
Yeah, we ran through it. You watch the NBA playoff thing at all?
I did. No. What happened?
I know they do. You know they're doing this new thing this year where 7 plays 8 and 9 plays 10 to get into the playoffs.
No.
So that started Started last night.
You know what my sports life is outside of hanging out and talking football with
right.
you? I'm learning diving. Okay, diving rules and athletes for the Olympic diving trials.
Right.
Water polo for the Olympics. Got lacrosse in 2 weeks.
Woo!
And I've got cycling coming up.
Holy crap.
So, like, I get in my Sims cocoon here for the NFL. It's just like,
Yeah, don't worry about the NBA playoffs. Yeah. You're good. Don't worry. You got enough on your plate. Yeah. You know, you got to worry about your cyclers and everybody else in the world.
Yeah. I did accidentally, though, end up down the rabbit hole today when I was playing around with these quarterbacks things. I found a bunch of old school, like, YouTube clips, and I spent about a half hour there.
Oh, and like what? Old school what?
Just old school,
like,
the movie.
Just,
like,
oh, the movie.
Like, the best pockets of that movie. Yes. I watched them over and
classics.
Over again.
You didn't show... Have you shown your kids Django Unchained yet? Django Unchained yet?
No.
No, you didn't do that? You didn't take my advice and go, you know, that sounds like a good father. Let me show my kid Django Unchained?
I'm not there yet. I will show them the old school clips with the four-letter words.
Yeah.
Because I think they find it funny.
Right.
But it's not disturbing like you're viewing with your kids.
No, that's disturbing.
I respect it, but I'm not quite there yet.
I don't know if you should respect it either. It might be delusional.
What else are you watching besides NBA stuff?
Really, Yanks right now. Yanks.
The Yankees.
Yeah, because I'm a baseball watcher. I put the Yankees on every night. And not that I watch all the whole game.
Yeah.
But last night, I mean, I turned it on. I watched the first or two innings or so. We eat dinner. Okay, I might miss a few innings. I come back. I watch, you know, the final.
Who's your
stretch.
Guy? Who's your guy for the Yanks?
You know, it's funny. I don't have one guy right now. I was a Jeter guy, mm-hmm. and then I loved the guy that took over for Jeter, who's on the Phillies now. I'm blanking on his name because I have too many football names in my head.
The shortstop.
The shortstop.
He's great.
I know, but it'll come to me.
It's
in
right
a minute.
There.
But he was my guy forever.
Yeah.
So right now, I don't know. I guess if I had to pick one player that's my favorite, it's hard for me not to pick Aaron Judge.
Mm.
Yeah, it is.
He's right up the Sims alley.
He's
a giant.
He's a giant, right. He's
you could
awesome.
Go just stare at him in his uniform.
Oh, him and Giancarlo Stanton? I mean, we got...
That's true.
We got two NFL defensive players batting 2 and 3 in our lineup.
What position are you playing those guys at?
Oh, Judge is a defensive end for sure. Stanton is like a stand-up linebacker off the edge. 3-4, outside linebacker.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Got great ass and legs. Perfect.
Did the old man used to take you to Yankee Stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Definitely.
When he wasn't taking your brother Matt?
Oh, I'm sure he's gone more than me. Definitely. It's more me, like, taking him now. That's what it's really it's how it works. It's like, Dad, come on, let's go to a Yankee game.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to do that soon.
The NBC tickets are
awesome.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I know. I did that, too. And I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And caused some problems.
Really?
That's what I do. Yeah. You got a few drinks in me at a Yankees game, and it's the Houston Astros who are in town.
Oh,
they're going to hear Chris's voice.
Cheaters.
Yes.
That's
they're going to hear
a bad
Chris's
thing
voice. For sure. Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did they hear you?
I don't know. I made sure all the fans in the area. This is before the cheating thing even started.
Oh.
Right.
What
so
were you
if
angry
I ever
about
go
that?
Back there, they're the Astros. They're assholes. I don't like them. All right. That's why. They beat my Yankees. That's why I didn't like them.
Because they should be in the National League.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Right. They should be relegated to not playing baseball right now, in my opinion. So that's it. That was a little baseball flavor for you at the end of the NFL football podcast.
Yeah.
You the man.
See you Monday.
Good luck with your studying. See you Monday.
Yeah.
Top 40 quarterback countdown coming. Get ready. Strap in, seatbelt. That's right. We're doing it all for clicks, too. It's going to be a great one. It's all for clicks. All right. Peace out, everybody. Have a good weekend. See ya. You're the man. Thanks, Molly.
See you, man. People on.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.